Ketchikan charter operator Don Westland is flipping through the logbook that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game requires for guided sport anglers.
Guide license number, the day we fish, the port that we left, and the port we returned to.
Westland says the regulations require that he completely fill out the logbook before his customer steps off the boat, and he doesn't see how requiring any more documentation is going to help the department process the data any quicker.
This is the system we have. This is as fast as we can get it at this point in time. The bottleneck is not at the guided sport operator. We have to have this all filled out. Is turned in weekly.
But supporters of a proposal that would require charter operators to switch to a fish ticket system similar to the commercial fleet say the way the regs are now, it's too easy to either distort or underreport catches. Paul Olson with the Sitka Conservation Society testified that not only does the department need accurate data, it needs real-time catch data so that it can impose emergency closures if stocks are in trouble during the season. He says fish tickets or something similar to what the commercial fleet uses would provide that.
This system would harmonize ADF&G procedures with the recommendations of national panels that encourage states to treat guided angler fisheries similarly to commercial fisheries in terms of catch data reporting and monitoring.
But charter operators see the proposal as onerous, and many say a majority of the other proposals submitted this week would severely impact their businesses. Those include stricter bag limits, restricting use of charter vessels for subsistence or personal use 30 days before and after the charter season, closing regional aquaculture terminal harvest areas to guided sport fishing, and reducing or restricting catch and release for some species. Teresa Weiser is president of the Sitka Charter Vessels Association. She says all winter, clients call and ask what the regulations are going to be.
And I have to say, we don't know. This uncertainty is costing all of our industry lost bookings and will continue to do so. In these hard economic times, our industry is experiencing dramatic declines in bookings, anywhere from 25 to 40% across the board. Why would the state of Alaska want to deny non-residents the opportunity to contribute dollars to the local coastal communities?
Over the past 2 days, charter operators have testified over and over that bookings are down. And because clients book a year out, many operators say they are seeing less and less of a commitment from people who don't want to commit when they don't know what they can fish for. Joe Kolovic owns two lodges in Elfin Cove, which he says has been hit hard.
This year, with my bookings way down, I'm only opening one lodge. This winter, two more lodges have failed in Elfin Cove, and a third is questionable. This leaves a total of four lodges operating out of eight in Elfin Cove.
Many charter owners also urged the board not to adopt any proposal that was not backed by sound science or based on conservation concerns. Biologist Tori O'Connell said she was surprised at the double standard.
It is disappointing to hear the charter industry representatives today state the need for science-based decisions while testifying that additional reporting and enforcement requirements are too onerous for their business.
O'Connell said all user groups should adhere to the same standard of accountability.
And I ask the board to recognize the need for independently verified, accurate, and timely catch accounting for all sectors in all fisheries, and also the need to set reasonable limits in the charter and guided fishery to ensure future sustainability. We need look no further than the halibut fishery to see what problems arise when one industry is allowed to expand without limits.
Several commercial fishermen noted that they've suffered from severe cuts to 2C halibut quota in recent years. Lucas Gordahl said he bought his first halibut quota at age 15, but he says he's now paying for 6,000 pounds of quota and only able to fish 2,300 pounds.
I understand why I have to go through these hard times. It's in order to sustain the resource for the future. I'm willing to take cuts to keep the fish around.
Squirtall urged the board to be diligent about not letting a similar fate happen to other species. While many testimonies seem to indicate that particular industries are on the verge of collapse, there was also a strong nod toward conservation among the more than 200 people who spoke. Troller Lance Preston said the fact that Alaska salmon has been certified by the internationally recognized Marine Steward Council is a tribute to both the commercial fleet and the Fish Board's commitment to conservation.
I grew up on the East Coast, where overfishing and poor management led to the near or complete collapse of many once prolific fisheries. and I submit my comments on these proposals out of the sincerest wish never to see anything remotely similar occur here in Southeast Alaska.
Committee working groups will now attempt to hammer out the finer points of the proposals on everything from herring to demersal shelf rockfish before the board makes a final vote next week. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.